You're just about to experience a new and different approach to learning and to language learning that will give you the practical and functional use within 10 to 12 hours of learning time. All this is achieved and will be achieved without memorizing, which means there's never anything to memorize without learning by rote, without drill, without textbooks, without taking notes, and without homework, without any mental homework. That is very important for you to be relaxed, to take off, to leave off any form of tension, any form of anxiety that is usually associated with learning and traditionally also particularly with language learning. And any form of anxiety, any form of tension inhibits true and effective learning. Before starting, there are two ground rules that are very important. The first ground rule is for you never to worry about remembering, and therefore never to try to remember, because this is a method where the responsibility for your remembering is in the teaching and not with you, not with the learner. And this is a method where the responsibility for attention is in the teaching and not with the learner. Therefore, there's no homework, not even any mental homework. It's very important not to review even mentally of what you've learned. Let it be absorbed and internalized to become knowledge. And what you know, you will not forget. Now come to ground rule number two. That is very important too. That ground rule is that in the course, I'm using two students as a teaching device in order to create a learning situation for three. You'll become the third in the group. And very quickly, you will associate with the two on the tapes. You will become part of it. And it's very important, therefore, that after I introduce a concept, I will follow up in a practical way and show you how to formulate and to express thoughts in sentences. First, those will be short sentences, then more and more complex and longer sentences. And whenever I say, "How do you say it?" at that point, it's very important, I repeat, very important for you to use a pause button on the machine, which gives you time to think it out, to think it through, and to respond out loud. After you respond, you release the pause button, you will then get the response from one of the two students, and after that, I will repeat it so that the last impression is always what you get from me. And this is how you will experience a constant sense of progression, a constant sense of learning that you will find exciting, stimulating. Guten Morgen und willkommen. Good morning and welcome to the German language. I want to show you right from the beginning that we're going to get acquainted here with a language that is not entirely foreign, alien to English, but that there's a broad common basis of familiarity between the Anglo-Saxon part of English, which is a large part, because essentially and structurally English is an Anglo-Saxon, meaning Germanic language, and German. There are a lot of similarities. which I'm going to point out right from the beginning. As I said, to wish you welcome, wünschen is to wish, welcome, willkommen. Good morning, good morgen. Because you're going to learn the German language. Sehr schnell, very quickly. During the Middle Ages, with Germanic languages, occurred shifts in consonants. And these shifts will show you the differences in pronunciation of Germanic words, words in different Germanic languages, which includes, of course, Anglo-Saxon. I will put those shifts of consonants onto three strings of consonants, like three strings of pearls. I will show you what I mean. Let's start with string number one. String number one, I call the D string. The D, the letter D, the consonant D, may change to T. D and T are very close. D, T, or T, or to TH. In German, you don't have a TH sound. Either you have a T, or TH becomes an S. So we have D, T, TH, to S, to Z, or Z. That is string number one. String number two is the B string. The B, that is close to a P. We have B to P, to B to P or PH. Like in Philip, PH can be, then is pronounced like an F. So we have B, P, PH, F, F to V, because in German, the letter V is pronounced like an F. V-O-N is pronounced von. To W, which you don't have the W sound in German, the W in German is pronounced like a V. So that is the B string. I repeat, B, P, PH, F, V to W. And the third string is, of course, the G string. The G, which is close to G, to GH, to C, to CH, or CH to a K, or CK. And that goes all the way to a Y, the Y in English, which in German will be a G. So these are the three strings, and I will come back to them. So if we take, for instance, gut, yeah, guten Morgen, gut is good. The D of good is a T in German, pronounced gut. It is in German is S, it is S, spelled E-S, where we have the it, the T of it is an S. So S, it. And it is, es ist. The is takes a T. Because as you will see, for he, she, it in German, you have a T ending. In English, an S ending. He goes. But in German, er geht. The S is a T. So es ist means it is. So it is good would be, how would you say that?
Es ist gut.
Es ist.
Es ist good.
Yes, but one has to hear all consonants, all sounds in German are clearly pronounced even when they're unstressed. The T has to be heard. Es ist.
Es ist gut.
Once more.
Es ist gut.
Es ist gut. Once more.
Es ist gut.
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 Yes. The gut is spelled G-U-T. The you always is pronounced like a double O in English, like in food. Gut. So once more, it is good.
Es ist gut.
Right. Es ist gut. In string number one, the D string, for instance, if we take what, what in German, the T of what would become an S. And so what in German would be, try to guess it.
Was?
Was, right. Spelled W-A-S. The W, again, is pronounced like a V in German, and you have was, was. Water would be the T of water, becomes an S or a double S here, would be
Wasser.
For verbs, verbs always have an N at the end, mostly E-N. Like to drink, the D, to drink, becomes a T, which will become in German,
trinken.
Trinken, yes. So the drink, trinken. So the two form of the verb in English, you have to use the two words, to drink, to eat, to come. In German, it's expressed in the EN, and mostly EN. So trinken, that is the full verb or infinitive, is trinken. And let's take do you want. Do you want in German is wollen Sie. Wollen. Wollen is the volition part of wanting. Volition. Wollen. Wollen is spelled W-O-L-L-E-N. Again, the W has the sound of a V. Wollen. Wollen Sie. Sie means you. Spelled capital S-I-E. Wollen Sie is do you want. It also is used for will you. Will you please. Wollen Sie. For instance, how would you say, what do you want? What is?
Was.
Was? And do you want?
Wollen Sie.
Right. Was wollen Sie? Was wollen Sie? So, what do you want to drink?
Was wollen Sie trinken?
Right. Was wollen Sie trinken? To eat, the T of eat becomes an S or double S. So what would be to eat?
Essen.
Essen. Essen. Spelled E-S-S-E-N. Essen. What do you want to eat?
Was wollen Sie essen?
Right. Was wollen Sie essen? To do, put the D of do, becomes a T, and you have
to.
To do.
Tun.
Yes. Tun became actually tun. It's spelled T-U-N. T-U-N. Tun. Mm-hmm. So what do you want to do?
Was wollen Sie tun?
Tun.
Tun.
Tun. Make it tun. Was wollen Sie tun? To come, just guess it. What would be to come?
Kommen.
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 I started with willkommen, welcome. Kommen, to come. So, do you want to come? Would be?
Wollen Sie kommen?
Right. Wollen Sie kommen? With me is mit mir. Mit, spelled M-I-T, means with. Mit mir would be with me. Mir spelled M-I-R, mit mir. How would you say, do you want to come with me?
Wollen Sie kommen mit mir?
Uh-huh. Wollen Sie kommen mit mir? However, whenever you have two verbs in German, the second verb comes at the end of a sentence. Regardless of how long the sentence is, it always comes at the end. Which means that you have to wait until the end of the sentence to know what one is talking about. So if you want to say, do you want to come with me? Would be? You want?
Wollen Sie mit mir kommen?
Kommen, kommen.
Wollen Sie mit mir kommen?
Right. Wollen Sie mit mir kommen? You want with me to come. So the second verb is always the full verb, the two form of the verb with the en or n. Wollen Sie mit mir kommen? If you want to say today is heute. Heute.
Heute.
Heute is spelled H-E-U-T-E. The E-U always has the sound of an oi. Heute. Heute. So how would you say, do you want to come with me today?
Wollen Sie mit mir heute kommen?
Right. Wollen Sie mit mir heute kommen? Or wollen Sie heute mit mir kommen? The second verb is at the end. The word for evening is Abend. Abend, where we have here the second string, the B string, yes? The B, which becomes the V. Eve, or the V in English, a B in German. The Eve, or evening, Abend. A-B-E-N-D, Abend. Guten Abend would be good evening. So, what is the word for today?
Heute.
Heute. And this evening in German is today evening, which would be?
Heute Abend.
Heute Abend. Heute Abend. How would you say, do you want to come with me this evening?
Wollen Sie mit mir heute Abend kommen?
Right. Wollen Sie mit mir heute Abend kommen? Or wollen Sie heute Abend mit mir kommen? How would you say, what do you want to eat?
Was wollen Sie essen?
Right. Was wollen Sie essen? Mm-hmm. How would you say, once more, do you want to come with me?
Wollen Sie mit mir kommen?
Right. Wollen Sie means do you want, but it's also used for will you please. So whenever you want to use will you, which is a polite request in English, will you please, wollen Sie. So, will you come with me, would be, will you come with me tonight?
Wollen Sie mit mir heute Abend kommen?
Right. Wollen Sie mit mir heute Abend kommen? Wollen Sie heute Abend mit mir kommen? To be, in German is sein, spelled S-E-I-N, sein. And when is wann. When, wann. Wann, spelled W-A-N-N, wann. Again, the W expressing the sound of a V, wann. When do you want to be here? Would be?
Wann.
Oh, the word for here is the same as in English, here. It's spelled H-I-E-R, but here is here. So, when do you want to be here?
Wann essen Sie hier?
That would be, when are you eating here?
Wann wollen Sie hier sein?
Right. Wann wollen Sie hier sein? So again, do you want is?
Wollen Sie.
Wollen Sie. And will you please?
Wollen Sie.
Wollen Sie, the same. And can you is können, können, können Sie. Spelled K-O with umlaut, meaning you have two dots over the O, which gives you the sound of an Ö, Ö, where you have to point your lips a little to können, können Sie, can you. How would you say it? Können.
Können Sie.
Können Sie. Yes.
Können.
So bring out your lips a little bit to können Sie. Once more.
Können Sie.
Yes, können Sie. So what would be to come?
Kommen.
Kommen.
Hmm? Kommen. Spelled K-O-M-M-E-N. Kommen. Can you come with me would be? Können yes.
Sie mit mir kommen.
Right. Können Sie mit mir kommen? So with me, mit mir. Können Sie mit mir kommen? So once more. How would you say, will you please come with me?
Wollen Sie mit mir kommen?
Right. Wollen Sie mit mir kommen? How would you say, do you want to come with me?
Wollen Sie mit mir kommen?
Yes. Now there's a difference, however, between do you want and will you. Difference in English, but also difference in German. Because if you say, do you want to come with me, that becomes a question. Mm. Whereas, will you come with me, is a polite request. So therefore, if you want to say, do you want to come with me, then you use the inflection to a question at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you say now, do you want to come with me?
Which wollen is? Sie mit mir kommen?
Right. Wollen Sie mit mir kommen? Now you expect an answer, yes, ja, yes or no,
right.
Or nein. Nein is no. Wollen Sie mit mir kommen? But will you come with me is not a question, but a polite request, and that would be?
Wollen Sie mit mir kommen?
Right, wollen Sie mit mir kommen? Now you can even throw in, wollen Sie bitte? Bitte means please. It's I bid you. Yes. Bitte, spelled B-I-T-T-E, means please. So wollen Sie bitte mit mir kommen? But if you want to say, when do you want to come with me? Now, when is wann, W-A-N-N. You have already a question introduced with wann. Then you don't need the inflection to a question. You can put it in or not. Doesn't matter, because wann already is the question. When do you want? Has to be wann.
Wollen Sie.
Wann wollen Sie. So, when do you want to come with me?
Wann wollen Sie.
Wann.
Wann wollen Sie mit mir kommen?
Right. Wann wollen Sie mit mir kommen? Wann wollen Sie mit mir kommen? To see is sehen. Again, to see is sehen. Actually, it's spelled S-E-H-E-N, sehen, but pronounced sehen, sehen. You may have heard the expression auf Wiedersehen.
Yes.
Auf Wiedersehen means, and wieder means again. So Wiedersehen means to see again, to again see. Auf Wiedersehen means until I see you again. Yes, auf Wiedersehen. So sehen, to see. If you talk to somebody on the phone, you will not say auf Wiedersehen because you don't see them. So one will say auf Wiederhören. To hear is hören, of course. To hear, hören. Wiederhören is to hear again. Auf Wiederhören. Until I hear you. How would you say, when do you want to see it? Now, how would you say, what is the word for it?
S.
S, right, spelled E-S. It is, S is, t. S is, t. So it is S. And remember that the second verb has to be at the end. So when do you want to see it?
Wann wollen Sie es sehen?
Right. Wann wollen Sie es sehen? What is can you? And you point your lips a little.
Können Sie?
Können Sie? Can you see it?
Können Sie es sehr?
Sehen.
Können
Sie es sehen? So können Sie, can you? I can is ich kann. The word for I is ich. And I want to make sure right from the beginning of how to pronounce a sound which we don't have in English, and that is the sound of the ch, ich. I is spelled ich, pronounced ich. It's a very soft sh sound. So instead of ich, make it ich, ich. That sound is more in the back of your mouth. So ich would be I. Try it.
Ich.
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 Ich. Good.
Ich.
Ich is right. Ich. Ich. If you want to say I want, is ich will. And will is spelled W-I-L-L. It's like will. I will. But ich will does not mean I will, but I want. I have the will to do it. Yes. And not I will do it, but I have the will meaning I want. So I want is ich will. Do you want is
wollen Sie.
Wollen Sie. So you want would be if wollen Sie.
Sie wollen. Sie wollen.
Sie wollen, right. Sie wollen. The word for if is wenn. Wenn. Spelled W-E-N-N. Wenn. Not to be confused with wann. W-A-N-N. Wann means when. But if is wenn. When do you want would be?
Wenn wollen Sie.
No. When. When is
wann wollen Sie.
Wann.
Wann wollen,
wann wollen Sie. But if you want would be?
Wenn wollen Sie.
No. Not when, if, do you want, but when, if you want.
If Sie. No.
If is wenn you.
Sie wollen.
Right. Wenn Sie wollen. Again. Do you want would be?
Wollen Sie.
Mm-hmm. You want.
Sie wollen.
Right. And we want would be wir wollen. For wir, spelled W-I-R, wir. So for you and we, you always have the same form, which means just the same as the whole verb, with an E-N. Wollen, actually wollen means to want. Sie wollen, you want. Wir wollen, we want. To come is?
Kommen.
Kommen. So the whole verb, the two form of the verb, the infinitive, kommen, K-O-M-M-E-N. So your coming would be?
Sie kommen.
Sie?
Kommen.
Sie kommen. Mm-hmm. And we are coming? Wir.
Wir kommen.
Wir kommen. And if you want to ask a question, are you coming? Would be, come you?
Are you coming?
Yes, whenever you have a question mark, you just invert. Come you? Kommen Sie? Do you come or are you coming? Kommen Sie? When are you coming would be?
Wann kommen Sie?
Wann kommen Sie? When do you come is the same. Wann?
Kommen Sie.
Wann kommen Sie? But for I, you drop the N always. So, I come, I'm coming would be?
Ich komme.
Ich komme or ich komme?
Ich komme.
Ich komme. Ich komme. Yes. In speaking, usually, but very often you hear, ich komme. But Actually, ich komme. Ich komme. Mm-hmm. Soon is bald. Spelled like bald. Bald. To be bald soon. Bald. So I'm coming soon would be...
Ich komme bald.
Ich komme bald.
Ich komme bald.
Ich komme bald. Mm-hmm. So, again, do you want would be...
Wollen Sie?
Wollen Sie. Mm-hmm. But I want is I will. I have the will.
Ich will.
Ich will. Can you would be... No, you have to point your... bring out your lips to...
Kommen Sie. Können Sie.
Können Sie. It's... very important to bring out the sound of an Ö. Können. Like, think of fur, of sir. That Ö.
Können.
And that is spelled with an O, O umlaut, meaning over those two dots over the O. Können. So, can you come with me would be...
Können Sie mit mir kommen?
Right. Können Sie mit mir kommen? To stay is bleiben. Bleiben. The sound of I is spelled with an EI in German. So bleiben is spelled B-L-E-I-B-E-N. Bleiben. To stay. How would you say we are staying? Or we stay?
Wir bleiben.
So in English you have three ways to express the present tense. You can say we stay, or we are staying, or we do stay, or we do not stay, or do you stay, or are you staying? But only in modern English. I say modern English because it used not to be that way in English. If we go back only a few hundred years, if we go back a few hundred years to the 17th century, we'll meet the English, the modern English of the 17th century. We'll meet the King James Version of the Bible translation that came out in 1611. And there it says, Father, forgive them, for...
They know not what they do.
They know not what they do, yes. So you don't have they, in modern English would say they don't know what they are doing. Mm. But in the 17th century English, you didn't have they do not know what they are doing. They know not what they do. Shakespeare, where goest thou, my love? Mm. Where goest thou? Not where are you going or where do you go? And this is what you do in modern German. So you don't have the so-called progressive tenses with ing, no am or is with or are with ing, no aming, ising, aring, and you don't use do you or don't. It's like do you want is...
Wollen Sie.
Wollen Sie. So to stay is bleiben. So, we are staying as we stay, which is...
Wir bleiben.
Wir bleiben. Do you remember the word for here?
Here,
right. But spelled H-I-E-R. So, we are staying here would be...
Wir bleiben hier.
Right. We are staying here today.
Wir bleiben hier heute.
Right. Wir bleiben hier heute. Or wir bleiben heute hier. We are staying here this evening or tonight, which is today evening.
Wir bleiben heute Abend here.
Right. Wir bleiben heute Abend hier. Right. So, how would you say you are staying?
Sie bleiben.
Sie bleiben. Mm-hmm. And if you want to turn it into a question mark, Bleiben Sie? So bleiben Sie is do you stay? In English, do you? You have to use do you or are you with the ing. Are you staying? Do you stay? You don't have that in German. You just invert. Stay you? If you want to say how is wie. To go is gehen, of course. Gehen. Spelled G-E-H-E-N. Gehen. And to see is?
Sein.
No. Sein is to be.
Sehen.
Sehen. S-E-H-E-N. Sehen, to see. Gehen, to go. We are going would be?
Wir gehen.
Right. You are going?
Sie gehen.
Sie gehen. Are you going?
Gehen Sie.
Right. I'm going. I go would be?
Ich gehe.
The word for not. Well, let's go back first to I. Again, I is?
Ich.
Ich. Right. Ich. Spelled I-C-H. Ich. If you put an N in front of ich, you get?
Nicht.
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 Nicht. Once more?
Nicht.
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 Now add a T to the nicht and you get?
Nicht.
Nicht. Nicht means not. Nicht is not. The word for now is jetzt. Think of, for now, think of yes, of the English yes, but put a T in front of the S and add a T after the S. So leave the S between two T's and you have jetzt.
But jetzt.
More? Jetzt.
Jetzt.
Yes, say it again.
Jetzt.
Yes, but no. But don't add anything.
Yeah.
Jetzt.
Jetzt. Jetzt.
Right. Jetzt.
Jetzt.
How would you say it?
Jetzt.
Right. Jetzt. Jetzt. So it is not spelled that way, but that's how it sounds. Jetzt. It sounds like yes with a put the S between two T's, but one T before and one T after. Jetzt. In German, you have a Z instead of an S. Or Z. Z or Z. Jetzt. So how do you say, not now?
Nicht jetzt.
Nicht.
Nicht jetzt.
You'll have to do a little better for not.
Nicht jetzt.
Nicht jetzt. Right. How would you say it?
Nicht jetzt.
Nicht jetzt. What does I want?
Ich will.
Ich will. Right. I have the will. Ich will. I want to see it.
Ich will es sehen.
Right. Ich will es sehen. The word for but is aber. Aber, aber, spelled A-B-E-R, aber. I want to see it, but not now.
Ich will es sehen, aber nicht jetzt.
Right. Ich will es sehen, aber nicht jetzt. Can you see it?
Können Sie sehen?
Can you see it?
Können Sie es sehen?
Right. Können Sie es sehen? I can see it.
Ich könne.
Nein. For I can is ich kann. Spelled K-A-N-N. Kann.
Ich kann es sehen.
Right. But you were right in your thinking, yes? You just chopped off the N. But some words, I call them handles. They go their own way. Like, ich kann, ich will. It's another handle, because these are the verbs after which another verb will follow at the end. So, ich kann. So, I cannot see it would be?
Ich kann nicht sehen.
It.
Ich kann nicht es sehen.
Ich kann nicht es sehen. Usually you will put the pronoun es before nicht. But ich kann nicht es sehen is correct. It puts a little more emphasis on not in German. That would be I cannot see it instead of I cannot see it. So you can say ich kann nicht es sehen or ich kann es nicht sehen. How would you say I cannot see you? What is you?
Sie.
Sie. Capital S-I-E. I cannot see you.
Ich kann.
Mm-hmm.
Ich kann Sie nicht sehen.
Right. Ich kann Sie nicht sehen.
Ich kann Sie nicht sehen.
That was good. Now I could hear the T clearly. Ich kann Sie nicht. Let's take to understand is verstehen. 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 Stehen, which is spelled S-T-E-H-E-N, because in German, S-T always has the sound of an S-H-T. Stehen. Stehen is to stand. And verstehen, if you put ver in front of stehen, is to understand. Ver is spelled V-E-R. Verstehen is to understand. So, we understand would be?
Wir verstehen.
Ver.
Wir verstehen.
Wir verstehen.
Wir verstehen.
Yes, wir verstehen. We understand you.
Wir Sie verstehen.
No.
No.
This is not the second verb, it's the first verb.
Wir verstehen Sie.
Wir verstehen Sie. The word for good is?
Gut.
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 Gut. Again, spelled G-U-T, and the U has the sound of a double O, like food. Gut.
Gut.
Gut means good. Gut also means well. And so very good would be, very is sehr, spelled S-E-H-R, sehr. So very good would be?
Sehr gut.
Sehr gut.
Sehr gut.
Right. In German, to elongate the vowel, to stretch it out in sound, there are two ways to do that. Either you double the vowel, or you put an H after it. And in sehr, for very, it is pronounced sehr, so you have S-E-H-R, sehr. Without the H, it would be sehr. Sehr, stretched out with an H. Or, in some words, you will double the vowel. Let's take mehr. Mehr, das Meer would be the ocean. Das Mittelmeer would be the Middle Ocean, what would that be?
Mediterranean.
The Mediterranean is das Mittelmeer. Mittel, the D of in English middle, in German Mittel. Das Mittelmeer. Meer spelled for ocean M-E-E-R. Meer. But you have the same word Meer, which means more. And that is spelled M-E-H-R. So the sound is the same. Mehr, more, M-E-H-R, or mehr, ocean, M-E-E-R, mehr. So sehr is spelled S-E-H-R. So very good would be?
Sehr gut.
Sehr.
Sehr gut.
Little, the use an U like in food.
Sehr gut.
Sehr gut. So it is very good as
es ist sehr gut. Es ist sehr gut.
Right. Es ist sehr gut. So, sehr gut means very good. It also means very well. To understand, you remember to understand?
Verstaken?
No, verstehen.
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 Verstehen is to stand. Stehen to stand and verstehen to understand. So we understand would be?
Wir verstehen.
Wir verstehen.
Wir verstehen.
Right. Ver is spelled V-E-R and the V always has a sound of an F. Verstehen. Wir verstehen. And how would you say we don't understand is we understand not, which would be?
Wir verstehen. Verstehen.
Wir verstehen nicht.
Wir verstehen nicht.
Right. Wir verstehen nicht. Nicht. How would you say we don't understand it?
Wir verstehen es nicht.
Right. Wir verstehen es nicht. We don't understand you.
Wir verstehen sie nicht.
Sie
nicht.
Go back to I. What is I?
Ich.
And not is
nicht.
Nicht, right. Now, once more. We don't understand you.
Wir verstehen sie nicht.
Sie
nicht.
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 Right. Wir verstehen sie nicht. How would you say, we don't understand you very well?
Wir verstehen sie nicht.
Very well.
Sehr gut.
Sehr.
Sehr gut.
Little more. Sehr
gut.
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 Think of the U is a double O. Food.
Gut.
Food.
Gut.
Boot.
Boot.
Yes.
Food.
Good.
Yes. Food.
So again, we don't understand you very well.
Wir verstehen Sie nicht.
Nicht.
Nicht sehr gut.
Nicht.
Nicht sehr gut.
Right. Wir verstehen Sie nicht sehr gut.
Gut.
How would you say, do you understand? Now you have a question mark.
Wollen Sie verstehen?
Now, wollen Sie is do you want? Or will you? But do you understand is?
Verstehen Sie.
Right. Verstehen Sie? Do you understand it?
Verstehen Sie es?
Right. Verstehen Sie es? Do you understand me? Me would be mich. Mich. So again we have the ich, the ch sound, the ich, but with an m in front and you have mich. So how would you say me?
Mich.
Mich. Mich. So do you understand me would be?
Verstehen Sie mich.
Verstehen Sie mich? If you want to say don't you understand me, that would be?
Nicht.
No. Don't you is, don't you understand me is, understand you, me not.
Verstehe mich nicht.
Verstehen who?
Verstehen mich.
Verstehen is to understand. Do you understand is verstehen?
Verstehen Sie mich nicht.
Right. Verstehen Sie mich nicht? Verstehen Sie mich nicht?
Zwei Lichter, die fürs selbe Feuer brennen, die gleichen Dinge lieben und dieselben Schmerzen kennen. Wo bist du nur gewesen, all die wundervollen Jahre? Ich hab geglaubt, dass ich, um dich zu finden, die ganze Welt umfahre. Jetzt schwebst du aus dem Nichts in mein verdrehtes Leben und fühlst dich dabei an, als hätt's dich immer schon gegeben. Es scheint, in deiner Nähe gibt es weder Raum noch Zeit und Schwere weicht der Schwerelosigkeit. Mit dir, mit dir, mit dir fühl ich mich ultra allein. Mit dir, mit dir, mit dir fühl ich mich ultra allein. Zeichnest mit zwei Fingern deine Lieblingscomic-Helden in den Sternenhimmel und auf die weit entfernten Felsen. Wir trinken Wodka-Tonic, teilen die letzte Zigarette und rennen wie besessen in den Wellen um die Wette. Ein Feuerwerk zieht in der Ferne Farben in die Nacht und du siehst zu mir rüber, als hätte ich's für dich gemacht. Mit dir, mit dir, mit dir fühl ich mich ultra allein. Mit dir, mit dir, mit dir fühl ich mich ultra allein. Ich hätte nichts dagegen, die Sekunden einzufrieren, deine Leichtigkeit nicht zu verlieren. Ich hätte nichts dagegen, die Sekunden einzufrieren und deine Leichtigkeit nicht zu verlieren. Mit dir, mit dir, mit dir fühl ich mich ultra allein. Mit dir, mit dir, mit dir fühl ich mich ultra allein.
Mit. Ich muss gehen. Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Auf Wiedersehen, Herr Meier.
Auf Wiedersehen, Frau Schmidt.
And now one more time.
Hallo, ich heiße Meier, Peter Meier. Und wie heißen Sie?
Ich heiße Melanie Schmidt. Guten Tag, Herr Meier.
Guten Tag, Frau Schmidt. Ich muss gehen. Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Auf Wiedersehen, Herr Meier.
Auf Wiedersehen, Frau Schmidt.
Let's stop here for a moment. Herr Meier first said, "My name is Peter Meier." That's
ich heiße Peter Meier. Ich heiße Peter Meier.
Ich heiße. Literally, this means I am called. It's an example of the verb heißen, which means to be called. To take another couple of examples, how would we say, his name is Peter Meier?
Heißt Peter Meier. Heißt Peter Meier.
And her name is Melanie.
Sie heißt Melanie. Sie heißt Melanie.
And their names are Peter and Melanie.
Sie heißen Peter und Melanie. Sie heißen Peter und Melanie.
Now we heard sie heißt Melanie and Sie heißen Peter und Melanie. Note that Sie can mean either she or they, and will depend on the context. Like all verbs, heißen has a set of different endings which comprise that verb's conjugation. Let's talk a little more about the question, what is your name? In German,
wie heißen Sie?
Wie heißen Sie?
And the answer was,
ich heiße Melanie Schmidt. Ich heiße Melanie Schmidt.
So, Sie can actually mean you as well, right?
Das ist richtig.
And how would you say, what is his name?
Wie heißt er?
Wie heißt er?
And what is her name would be,
wie heißt sie?
Wie heißt sie?
And talking about Peter and Melanie, what are their names?
Wie heißen sie?
Wie heißen sie?
Now let's get back to the dialogue. As a greeting, Melanie says,
guten Tag. Guten Tag.
Which literally means good day or simply hello. Gut means good. And in the expression Guten Tag, there's a special ending, Guten. Let's not worry too much about this for now and simply remember the expression Guten Tag. How about good morning?
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
And what would you say in the evening?
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
And when going to bed, we would say,
gute Nacht.
Gute Nacht.
Which means good night. Let's hear these expressions one more time. Good morning.
Guten Morgen.
Good day, or rather, hello, is,
guten Tag.
Good evening is,
guten Abend.
And finally, good night.
Gute Nacht.
Just as Herr Meier and Frau Schmidt are going to engage in conversation, Herr Meier is interrupted by someone who's going to offer him a lift. He excuses himself, saying,
ich muss gehen. Ich muss gehen.
Which means, I must go. It's a combination of ich muss and the verb gehen, to go. It's a pattern we'll come back to in later lessons. So Herr Meier says bye.
Auf Wiedersehen. Auf Wiedersehen.
Literally, this is until seeing again, right?
Das ist richtig.
Joachim and Connie, so we can consolidate all the words and expressions, let's hear that exchange one final time. Here's that exchange one final time.
Hallo, ich heiße Meier, Peter Meier. Und wie heißen Sie?
Ich heiße Melanie Schmidt. Guten Tag, Herr Meier.
Guten Tag, Frau Schmidt. Ich muss gehen. Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Auf Wiedersehen, Herr Meier.
Auf Wiedersehen, Frau Schmidt.
Joachim und Conny, that's it for this lesson. Until next time.
Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis zum nächsten Mal.